You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Pelea, Chief Executive Officer at Vast Resources, VAST. It's ticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Justin.
Yeah, and there's been quite a bit of, you know, a few bits of news out recently, and the share price has reacted quite positively of late. And one day, was it over 100%, I think, in one day, didn't it?
No, it went up, I think over 3 days, it went up about 400-500%. It's pulled back a little bit, but that was to be normal, given the volume that I think we traded two or three times the amount of shares on issue in 4 days. So yeah. It's quite normal for it to pull back and ease back. But I still think it's going to climb a lot more.
Yeah, 161% on Tuesday, 31st of January, on one day. That's wow. So you've announced a day that's placing the raise, 2.3 million, a bait supply update and a directed dealing. We'll dig into that. But before we do, as always, Andrew, for people maybe not that familiar with Vast, just explain your operations, please.
Certainly. Our flagship mine is Bait Supply, which we've had since the licensing since 2018. We got into production in 2020. We had some issues in the startup, as people are well aware of. But the last quarter on quarter, it's been increasing between 20 and 30% in production. And we're dealing we're hoping to get to nameplate capacity in H1 this year. And sooner than that, hopefully, we'll be at break-even, and hopefully our Q1 results will show that. Above and beyond that, we've just won the default judgment, a court order in Zimbabwe, which has been negotiated settlement with the government on the release of 129,400 carats, and hopefully we'll get the final signed judgment of that round today, tomorrow, as we RNS'd on the 1st of February. And we've got our operations in Tajikistan that are also moving forward, plus other pipeline projects in Romania. So the company is now getting to where we hoped to have been about 12 months ago, but we're now getting close to where it should be, which is operational break-even and profit center in H1, and then to move forward into reopening Manaila and other projects in Romania, Tajikistan and Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Well, take us through the placing. So why now? Why this placing now?
Well, the most important thing is, I mean, we've been working on, we're expecting some funds to come in, obviously, from the settlement, but we don't know exactly when. But the most important project for us at the moment is our Bait Supply project. Now, it was a 25-year license that expires in August next year. And under Romanian law, at the end of that license, prior to the expiry by 90 days, you have to complete a resource report and a reserve report to extend it every 5 years thereafter for the life of the mine. Now, we're getting close. We've been waiting a very long time to implement this program. But the most important thing is that we need to get that reserve statement done, homologated, they call it, in Romanian National Mining Authority by early next year. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but the intention is for us to prove up all the resources that we've talked about in that NEON code, which is about 5.8 million tonne, and also to drill the other skarns to get a large reserve and then a measured indicated resource for multiple reasons. One is to be able to increase above the nameplate capacity of 14,000 tonnes a month to take it up to 25 and beyond, if possible, and to see that it's worth it. And, of course, you need that JORC also for the market to better understand what it is we actually have. I've talked about for years that we've got Aladdin's Cave under there with all the resources and all the different types of metals. And now we need to prove that. So we're doing it now because we have a limited amount of time. The drilling campaign started just originally to look at what we're going to be doing next in the current structure. But we also have to look longer term. And for that, we need to drill. And we've got just under 5,000 metre drilling campaign that commenced on Friday. And we need to pay for it. And that's really the main focus of this this raise, along with, it's obvious from our quarterly reporting that we've been, running on at a deficit for quite a while now. We haven't done any raising since October last year. We need to catch up, and the intent is that with the release of this parcel and the release of that is to basically clear out all of the creditors in the company, and also repay all of our debts, have a clean slate for the company, have a large JORC resource, and look at all of the other projects that we've got going and utilise the free cash that we'll have coming in for all of that. And that's the reason why we're doing it now, is because time is of the essence to get that that drilling campaign underway for compliance reasons more than anything else.
Yeah.
And I just, And what's important is that, we've mentioned before in our reports that, the directors haven't really taken salaries for almost 18 months. And from this raise, that will not be used to extinguish director debt. It is purely for the expansion of the JORC, to clear current creditors and to make sure, and also to pay down Mercurial, which was meant to be done last July. They've been very understanding. We have to pay down some money to them as well, contractually. So basically, this raise is to clear the decks and to have the new start now that things are moving in the right direction, and hopefully the Q1 report invades will surprise everybody and they'll understand why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and like I said, you seem to be happy with the progress at Bees Supply at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even, it's been 4 to 2 foot of snow, lucky we're an underground mine. The mills don't stop turning. We don't stop producing concentrate. Month on month, we've had at least a 20% increase. I think Q1 will exceed that in the way it's tracking at the moment. Things are moving there at quite a rapid rate, and we're very happy with the outcome. And I'm really looking forward to giving people the Q1 report at the end of March, beginning of April, and people can see the progress that's really been made. And now it's a matter of making sure that it washes its face, and then getting into profit and washing the face of the whole company. And we strongly believe that that's going to happen in H1 of this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, you must feel personally confident because you've gone in for £82,500 worth of shares.
Yeah, I mean, I really, I would have loved to have participated when it was down, at 0.15, 0.16. But obviously, if because of what was happening in Zimbabwe, we were all in a closed period. None of the directors could participate, and I don't believe we're going to be in an open period for much longer. I think we'll be back into a closed period. So anything I could put together to participate, to show my support at this level for this raising, even, which is three times what I could have done 2 weeks ago, I still believe it was a good acquisition. I have never sold a share. My average share price, despite what some people think, is somewhere around, close to 18, 19p. So, we've still got to go up a very, very, very long way before I even at break even, but I still believe long-term in the business. And when I can afford to, and when I can, when there's an open period, I will continue to participate. I've never sold a share in the company, not since 2012 when I first started buying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's talk about Zimbabwe. You announced on the 2nd of February that the High Court of Zimbabwe granted a default order against the Minister of Mines and Mining Development relating to the release of the historic parcel of 129,400 carats of rough diamonds. And that was held in safe custody at the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. So everyone's asking now, wow, so how much is this worth? Even though I was talking to John Mayer, who's a mining analyst, and even at the conservative level, we're saying that's worth the company, isn't it? Already. So I don't know if you've released previous estimates, but that's worth quite a bit of money there.
Yeah, no estimates have been given. We don't like to give forward-looking statements anymore. It's bit us in the backside before. We don't want to do it again. But yes, in principle, we've known about this parcel coming through for a considerable amount of time. We've been in negotiations. The hard part was to find a legal way of getting those released. We've been working closely with government to enable us to do so. We expected this to be done, quite some time ago, and it should have cleared out all of our debts a while ago. I don't want to attribute a value to it, but yes, I do believe that, we are still very highly undervalued if you just take that into consideration, without taking into consideration any of the other assets we have and the pipeline we have in progress. I still believe that, we are still the most undervalued stock on AIM. I've said that many times. I've been laughed at, but now people start to see these plans that we've been undertaking for the last 4 years will start to unfold.
Yeah, and the signed court order is imminent, is that right?
Yes, Yes, imminent. Okay. I mean, generally, you know, it takes between 2 and 3 days. You know, we don't want to give timelines, but we do believe it will be out very shortly. You know, if not today, tomorrow, or you know, first half of this week is what is expected.
Yeah, and then how long does it take to sort of, you know, get these sort of independently cleaned and valued then? How long will that take?
Well, I mean, it's a process, obviously. It has to go through, you know, through the Attorney General's office and then through the various authorities. But it should be, you know, once we get that signed court order, the process can start for the release. I don't want to put a timeline on it. It could be very quickly. We hope it's very quickly. And, you know, that should clean up the company's, you know, current situation and leave us with enough working capital to move forward on all the other projects that we want to do. So we are confident it'll happen in real time.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, Andrew, if you could then, someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what's happening, but they're not yet following the story. Given the three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Vast Resources to their watch list, please.
Well, the most important thing is that Bayelsa is on track, and in H1 we will hit nameplate capacity, which means that the mine will be in profit, and we are working towards that. It's been, as I said, 20% quarter on quarter growth, and it will exceed that for Q1 this year. We've got the other opportunities in Zimbabwe, and I think the court order is an example of that, and what can happen next is what we discussed back in 2019. And we've got a lot more pipeline work here in Romania and in Tajikistan. I think there are three very good reasons to look at our current market cap and see that we're highly undervalued.
Excellent stuff, Andrew. Good to chat to you, and like I said, hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future, and speak soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.